OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo, why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo. You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling here at the Kicker Spot. Another extraordinary evening underway. And you know what I do. You know how it be. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry. I was lit. I'm still turned up. No, tonight's going to be awesome, you guys. Welcome to another episode of The Kicker Spot with your boy T'Angelo here. Okay, so how have you guys been? Has it been a great week for you? It has been a quite productive week for me, if I say so myself. I've been following some of you guys on Facebook, and it has been productive for a lot of you as well. I'm going to tell you that I mentioned about 2 weeks ago my grandmother's 75th birthday was coming up, and it has since happened. An amazing and extraordinary event it was. If you've been following me on Facebook, then you may have seen some of the pictures that we had while we were near the pier there in Long Beach, and that was pretty awesome. And some of you might be wondering also, what did I end up getting my grandmother as a gift? I had asked you guys for assistance with that. Well, I went ahead and decided to get her some maid service. Yeah. I'm going to have a maid go to the house and clean up the house from, you know, top to bottom, making sure it's completely spick and span, you know. You know, when you get a little older, the last thing you want to do is sit up there and be cleaning or, you know, trying to get to those hard-to-reach places. So, It was just perfect. It would you know, make her all the happier not to have to try to break her back trying to get to all these other spots, you know. So if you know, for those who are wondering, that's what I decided for that. I don't know, I think we can all use a maid service around the house and you don't feel like being bothered. Anyhow, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out here. But also, I'll have to request that you be sure to click the like button on the radio page. So, you know, just to help with the support and, you know, it just makes everything all the better when we have a little like button there. You guys know how it is. And then be sure to follow on Twitter and on Facebook, you know, and reply. Hit me up, see what's up, you know, say how you're doing, what's going on with you. It's always a blast. It's always a lot of fun. Okay. Also, be sure to visit TAngeloLive.com for all your book buying needs. We do have our premiere segment here, T'Angelo Live on Books, where we feature celebrity book authors. So be sure to swing over to TAngeloLive.com to purchase your books, celebrity books, and beyond celebrity books today. All right, you guys, I have to say once more, be sure to click the like button on the radio page. If you are listening, know that the world wants to know.
T'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Ticket spot.
So we are now back here chilling. Tonight, we are going to start the show. Well, actually, for tonight, you guys, we have a relationship topic, which a lot of people have been asking me about. The relationship tip is there will be effing involved, so be sure to F nicely. This will be part two of my there will be effing involved, so be sure to F nicely. It's the only way. And let's see. We'll also discuss what's going on in Hollywood. There's a lot of interesting things going on, so we'll pick out a few topics. And to all those hanging out here at the Kicker Spot, and I know you guys are all excited as I am, to know that tonight for our premiere segment, Tangelo Live on Books, we will have the pleasure of talking with daytime television legend Gene Cooper, who has played the fabulously wealthy Catherine Chancellor on CBS soap opera The Young and the Restless for about 39 years. Thus far, the actress has garnered 10 daytime Emmy nominations and 2 primetime Emmy nominations. She has won the 2008 Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series and received a Lifetime Achievement Award for the Daytime Emmy in 2004. Recently, Cooper has released her long-awaited memoir entitled Not Young, Still Restless. I don't know what's going on with me and this new tongue, but it's kind of weird. Can I get a fitting? Please, you guys, my tongue don't fit right. Can I get a new one for the next break? Okay, because it's kind of weird. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm tripping over my words. I guess I have a new tongue put in. I got to practice. La, la, la. Okay, I'm back. Okay, if you guys have any question for today's guest, be sure to call into the radio line, 718-664-6543. And we'll be sure to get your questions in. I know there's a lot of people who want to talk with Miss Gene Cooper, so we'll be sure to take as many calls as we can, okay, you guys? We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, I will be discussing relationship topic of the week, which is there will be effing involved. So be sure to F nicely. Part two. We'll be right back, you guys.
On my order, G.I. Joes were terminated with extreme prejudice.
We're all that's left.
What if the president isn't the president?
We are the only ones who can stop it. We do this, or we don't come back.
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
You all right?
My cholesterol's a little high.
Rated PG-13. Starts March 28th.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you're chilling here at the Kicker Spot. So that's your tip of the week. There will be effing involved, so F nicely, part two. So when I refer to effing involved, that would be fighting. Know that there will be fighting involved in relationships, so please be sure to fight nicely. Now, last week I did cover, you know, a few different points of this, which is we learned the different fighting styles, okay? So know that no matter how in love you are, no matter how committed you are, there will be bickering, sometimes arguing. You might hold a grudge or two or say something wrong. And when you're mad, you might even lash out. But fights can be good. They can allow, you know, they can allow the couples to resolve issues and, you know, open up some new ideas and tackle some other things that you've been holding inside, and these moments of tension can allow you to bring them out, okay? So last week we learned that we have different fighting styles. There's the boxer who likes to keep the fight going. There's the smiler who likes to act like everything's okay, but they hold a grudge because it's not really. Then there's the stone wall, the passive-aggressive approach who always says, I'm fine, there's nothing wrong. And then there's the diplomat, the person who's really trying to get to the root of the issues and get the fight over and done with. So this week, let's discuss really quickly how to resolve these bickering arguments and so forth. Now, the first thing I recommend is put an end to all the bad habits. You know, try to not allow yourself to get into these bad habits of doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Thus, do not return fire. Try your best not to lash back out at your partner. Not always the easiest thing, but if you notice that they're a little bit more upset and they are, you know, really passionate about how they feel, and just maybe kind of let some things slide, but try your best not to lash back out at your partner. Understand that the whole fighting thing kind of has the 80-20 rule. You know, that's when in an argument, you're going to sometimes get 80% of what you want or 20%. And if your partner, again, is more passionate about the subject, let them have the 80. You know, I mean, what the hell do you care? So just kind of calm down and let them maybe have their way. And sometimes you'll be on the other receiving end of that. Now, ladies, be precise and concise when speaking to your man. Men have a hard time reading women, as you are very well aware. So it is important to get your message across and be really direct. Try to get the important message out in under 2 minutes so he's not too busy, occupied with trying to figure out what you mean rather than listening. Be specific and know that he can't read your mind, okay? And then we have timing is everything. Please don't bring stuff up at a bad time, you guys. If you are tired, it's been a long day, and you already know your dude is on edge, that would not be the appropriate time to bring up the fact that he left his clothes, you know, on the floor. You probably could find a more opportune time. That could just make matters worse. And then also I'll have to say, be a good listener. Take the time to be a good listener. Really listen to the issues your partner is having instead of reacting and just listening so you can get your next word in. Be a real active listener. Sit there, try to take a moment to hear what they're saying and really resolve the issues, because the whole point is to get back to loving each other. And once you decide what the goal is or what you're trying to achieve in this disagreement, then I think you'll get to the end bending resolution a bit faster. Now, I'm not trying to say that flying off the handle is not needed and you won't ever speak your mind. That does happen. I know there was a time in my relationship where my partner told me that it seems like, Angelo, like you don't care like I do. You don't give of yourself like I do. And I was completely, I was mortified. I couldn't believe what was being said to me. I don't give of myself. And I felt differently about it, and I felt very passionate about it. So, of course, I had to go into production. I had to get out costume changes, pyrotechnics, waterworks. I mean, the whole thing, I had to call in a production assistant and everything because I had to fly off the handle because I felt that my point had to be expressed in the most dramatized way possible. Needless to say, it probably wasn't all that necessary, but my point was solved, it was heard, and we'll have the problem again, right? Right. So anyhow, you guys, just know that there will be effing involved, so be sure to F nicely. Take the kind approach and try not to lash out at your partners and be a good listener, okay, you guys? I think that'll help the love get out there a little bit easier. I do. So anyhow, you guys, be sure to click the like button on the radio page as we continue to hang out here at the Kicker Spot. And we're actually gearing up to speak with the beautiful Gene Cooper of Young and the Restless. And know that she does have her new book out, Not Young, Still Restless. And to order your copy, be sure to go to tangelolive.com.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot. Welcome to the Kicker Spot, and I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, yo,
check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTM PR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Yo, yo, yo. Okay, so, It's kind of warm in here. All righty, you guys, let's discuss some of these Hollywood happenings. Something that was kind of shocking that I really wanted to cover, but I opted not to. Okay, I'll just get right into it. Beyonce is causing lots of controversy. Bum, bum, bum. Yes, her latest release entitled Bow Down, where B is using strong language and is not holding back, with lyrics like bow down bitches, bow down bitches, and she repeatedly keeps saying that. That's the only reason I didn't play the song, is because I think she said like five times in the chorus, and I was trying to think of a nice way to play it, but it sounded fine the way it was, just, you know, it was a little aggressive, I thought. I'll probably play it later. Anyhow, so I posted the song on my Facebook. You can go there and check it out. But it's a very racy song. People are questioning why did Beyonce take such, you know, a turn from her normal squeaky clean image. And others are like, hey, maybe it's time for her to get past that whole, you know, perfect image and clean cut. I mean, she's grown. Her career is very much settled. It's not like, you know, anything bad will necessarily happen for her. She's pretty well off. But, you know, the song Bow Down is a very aggressive song where she's discussing that, you know, you should bow down because she is who she is. And it was a fun song. Again, not exactly the one I want my 9-year-old niece to play or anything like that. But I thought it was a great song. But, again, causing much controversy in the music world. And I'm thinking mainly it's because of Beyonce. We're used to seeing her give us pageantry, you know, the perfect stance, the perfect walk, always has the perfect answers. And now she's giving us Lady Gaga / Nicki Minaj. Maybe Rihanna. Well, if it had been any of those other ladies, we probably wouldn't be as, you know, shocked about it. You know, you got Nicki Minaj, she does a song called Stupid Ho. We're all okay with that. But we have Rihanna who does songs like Russian Roulette, where she's thinking about shooting herself or in some songs shooting somebody else. And we're used to it. But Beyonce? Bow down, bitches. Wow. This we'll have to watch to see if this song hits the charts. And then we have our girl Kim K. Yes, Kim Kardashian secretly sat down for her deposition this past Tuesday here in Los Angeles, and she testified under oath that when she accepted Chris Humphries' proposal of marriage, she really did love him. When she said, I do, she really did love him. She was in love. TMZ has learned that the deposition lasts about 9 hours. That's, like, really long. And I know Chris Humphries' lawyers were trying to say that Kim really only did the marriage and got into it to make her ratings on her show get, you know, do better. But Kim, it was like one had nothing to do with the other. She truly did love him. And I know that Chris's lawyers made it a point to argue to the court to allow Chris to attend the deposition. And what's crazy enough is after they finally did grant him, you know, the permission to go to the deposition, he didn't even attend. He didn't even show up to it. And it wasn't like he had a game or anything because it wasn't a game this past Tuesday. Ugh, tacky. Anyhow, Kim has been gunning for her divorce for like almost a year and a half, if not longer. And now the trial is set for May 6th. I know I'm going to have to go ahead and say that I am ready for my sister girl to go ahead and get out of this Chris Humphries situation so we can get into the new royal family of Kanye and Kim and a new baby. So when new baby gets here, we need this whole Chris Humphries thing to be completely out the way because, you know, we all ready for the media to just swarm over the baby. I wonder who has the first picture on the cover. You know, Kim doesn't mind putting her life out there. Maybe we should go stalk the hospital or something, you guys, and get our own shots. Maybe we could break this story. Maybe sneak into the Cedar Sinai. I'm sure she'll go to Cedars. That's where, like, all the celebrities go. Anyhow, okay, let's digress. And here's something interesting I thought was really funny to read. President Obama's limo breaks down. Who would have ever thought that you see the president's limousine break down? Peculiar, right? It is man-made. I guess it happens. Well, forget Secret Service. What President Obama really needed while in Israel was AAA. I wonder if they are international. Maybe not. But because one of his indestructible limousines broke down, and he had to get towed to Tel Aviv after the car had suffered from some malfunctions. Come to find out, I guess one of the Israeli report claimed that the limo driver pumped unleaded into the limo, known as the Beast, instead of the required diesel fuel that it's supposed to have. Needless to say, the Secret Service isn't confirming this information at all. It's just what it is. Just going to be what it is. So, Anyhow, so that's that there. Now, really quickly, we're talking about Hollywood and everything, and I want to stop for a moment and talk with one of my favoriteest friends. She's awesome. She is the chief editor and creator of Dot Magazine, who also covers things Hollywood. And with their Dotnistas, make sure that, you know, we are getting all the information as we need it to be, you know, making sure that we are completely up to date on all things entrepreneur, and it's a lot of fun, and they have a lot of information. So you have to definitely check out Dot Magazine, because they keep us abreast and give us all the information about healthy living, how to enhance our businesses, and everything. And you can definitely check them out at dotmagazineonline.com. That's dotmagazineonline.com. That is where you have to go. I was actually featured in this magazine last year. You have to check it out for their business issue. A brother was on page 15 with the headline reading, "Moguling is hard to do." And if y'all haven't seen by now, I think y'all kind of see it. It's a lot. But, you know, we love it. It's what we do. It's what we do. So, anywho. Okay. Let's see. One moment here. We're trying to get my girl Dorothy on the line. And they're having some technical difficulties, but let's see. Can we get Dorothy on? I know she's with us. I think she said she's on the line. I'm sorry, you're having these technical difficulties. Is there anything else going on in Hollywood I want to talk about? You know, Hollywood always has interesting things going on. Oh my goodness, it's hot. Okay, so let me digress while we work at getting my girl on the phone. Okay, so I'm sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here. One moment. Just a little bit further. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Dorothy. I thought you were running late because you were trying to figure out what to wear.
I know, right? Well, look, I look fabulous, right? I'm wearing a purple blazer, and then I've got on a color block skirt with a gray blouse on point with some peep toe pumps.
With a peep toe. Everyone has a good peep toe, and I'm sure there's a pedicure on that toe, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesomeness. So Dot Magazine, next issue is coming out. What is it called?
It is called the I Heart Me issue. Dotnistas, prepare for an experience to love on yourself. It is time to give ourselves a big hug, and that's what it's all about.
About loving oneself. So what all is going on with Dot Magazine? You guys have a new issue. You have the blog. You have the newsletter. We have the videos. Talk to us. Is this all love? Is it new stuff? What's going on?
Well, so we are really trying to give our Dotnistas a full experience. So we have a free newsletter. This is your weekly pick-me-up. It's all about your life and style plus business, and we send it every Wednesday morning. Start your day off right and hear what we've got to share with you, and it's also an opportunity for you to give us feedback as well so that we can all grow our businesses together. The blog is bi-weekly, and we showcase different bloggers and writers, and it's again about life and style plus business for the women in today's working world of commerce. And then also we're actually gearing up to start .tv. So we do have our videos, but we're looking into starting an actual show that would be available to our Dotnistas once a month, where we talk about the topics that they're most interested in.
Wow, okay, so we definitely can stay connected, get the help that we need, and be fabulous like you are with a peep toe. Now, as far as the magazine, with Loving Ourselves, what do we have to look forward to in Loving Ourselves issue?
Okay, so we've got some amazing articles in this issue. One of the articles is called, "Is He Really All That?" I think sometimes as women, we get so caught up and we become overly focused on the men in our lives, and we forget all about the fact that we have these amazing gal pals that we've kind of cast aside, right, because we're distracted. So
we've got an article about that.
And we've also got an article called Chicken Charge, and it's basically about assertiveness in the office, right? When we think of the B word, we almost don't like to be associated with that. And this article kind of takes a different look and says, we should wear it with a badge of honor because if we were men, nobody would say anything. So it's all about being able to do you in the office place or in the workplace and still be able to make a difference and be a lady about it.
Wow, okay. So this sounds awesome. And I know one thing you guys also do in that magazine is fashion. What do I have to look forward to in your fashion spread?
I thought you would never ask. Okay, look, we have this amazing spread called The 24-Hour Day, How Does Dotnista Stay Fabulous All Day? And we are showcasing a line from Frou Frou LA Clothing, and essentially this spread showcases how you can wear the same dress to the desk, to dine, and to dance. These dresses from Frou Frou LA Clothing are absolutely amazing. And then we have an amazing spread for RSM Clothing, which is an homage to the Sparkle movie and that era. And her clothes are fabulous. And then we have an amazing, amazing fashion spread called Opportunity Never Looks So Good, featuring Frou Frou LA Clothing as well. Their clothes are amazing. They are for every woman of every size. They're absolutely fabulous. Check them out. Order your copy. I own half of the things that we actually showcased on these girls because they're so
really
fabulous. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm ordering my copy. Okay, where am I going to order my copy?
To order your copy, you just want to go to www.magazineonline.com.
And can I find the blog there and the videos and everything?
Yes, you can find the blog there, and then you can also find the ability to sign up. So there's a big blue button that says sign up now. Or you might see the sign me up girl button. So just click that and then put your email address in and your name, and then you will be an official Dotnista, and you'll be getting the weekly newsletter.
Now, I've heard you say this word, Dotnista, and you and I go way back, so I know about it. But for the listeners who are getting intrigued, what is an official Dotnista?
Well, an official Dotnista is a woman who is all about her life and style plus her business. She's trying to elevate her game, and she is really a visionary. She's looking for the next step to take whatever it is that she's doing forward, whether that's, you know, elevating her family life, elevating her work life, or elevating her personal style. And so these are women who are into taking things to the next level. And that's what Dot Magazine and the Dot Experience is all about.
And staying on point.
Okay, always on point.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, thank you so much for giving us all this information, Dorothy. This is awesome. I'm definitely going to have the listeners go to dotmagazineonline.com to learn all things Dotnista so they too can stay on point in a purple blazer and a peep toe.
Okay, I love it. Thank you so much for having me, D'Angelo.
No problem. We'll talk again soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. You guys, this is how we do it here in the world of Hollywood. You have to have the fashion, the business, the love of yourself. Because being strong in oneself is really how you conquer any goal. You have to really trust yourself, love yourself. And I'm going to have to get this issue of Dot Magazine so I, too, can love on myself, okay? So anyhow, you guys, be sure to click the like button on the radio page and continue your show support. Just let us know that you're feeling us. You know what I'm saying? We are now gearing up, get one step closer to speaking with Jean Cooper, a.k.a. Catherine Chancellor. You can go to theangelolive.com to order your copy of her book today.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Brought to you by EOTMblog.com. If you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog is a site to visit. your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy D'Angelo.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are definitely getting ready to get into our featured segment, T'Angelo Live on Books, where we will be talking with soap opera legend Gene Cooper. Gene Cooper has played the fabulously wealthy Catherine Chancellor on CBS soap opera The Young and the Restless for over 39 years now, and she has recently released her memoir, Not Young, Still Restless. And it's in this memoir that we learn some very intimate details about Gene Cooper herself, about Catherine Chancellor, about what it is to be in the life of a new and upcoming world. When she started it, it wasn't quite as the world of soap operas wasn't quite what it is today. It was new, it was innovative, and it was brand new. So even herself, Gene Cooper, had not seen a soap opera until after she had gotten the opportunity to be on one. And it is now 39 years later, and she is still holding it strong, doing great and wonderful things. We are gearing up to speak with her, and it's going to be super awesome. My goodness, it's hot in here. Let's see. If you want to order your copy of this book, Not Young, Still Restless, you want to go to T'AngeloLive.com, where you can find this copy, this on the front page. Excuse me, I'm stuttering again with this tongue. This is so weird. Okay, you can go to T'AngeloLive.com and click the button where you can order your copy of this book. It is a lot of great fun. It's really intimate, and you get to just really see in the world. And actually, to be honest with you guys, one of my favorite parts of this book, which is something you don't see in a lot of memoirs, is there's a good number of pictures where she shared, you know, great pictures of the past, what it was like to be on the set when they first started, herself with these beautiful dogs. And there's one of my favorite shots is her looking so statuesque in this beautiful gown. I mean, just really regal. And it says, you thought Angelina Jolie invented this move. And it's a stance that she has where we see Angelina Jolie copying some of Miss Cooper's poses and whatnot. Awesomeness, family pictures and everything. It's a beautiful book. So anyhow, you guys, we're going to take a quick musical break. And when we return, we will be speaking with Gene Cooper of The Young and the Restless.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. No story to be told, but I've heard one on you, and it's gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair, making a home down there as my joy won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all.
Never have let me
rolling in the deep.
Never gone far. door. Ooh. Count your blessings to find what you look for. Ooh. Turn my sorrow into treasure gold. Ooh. Pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
You're gonna wish you never had left me. Tears are gonna fall. Rolling in the deep. You're gonna wish you never had met me. Tears are gonna fall.
And welcome back to the Kicker Spy. You are tuned in now to the premiere segment, T'Angelo Live on Books. And it is during this segment we talk with celebrity book authors. And tonight is my pleasure to welcome the young and the restless star, Gene Cooper, to the Kicker Spy. But before we do, I have to bring her to the show the right way. So check this out.
Okay.
T'Angelo Live on Books.
And I'm your host, T'Angelo.
The next best thing to reading is talking about it. T'AngeloLive.com. Celebrities, book authors, self-help, celebrity tell-all, memoir, celebrity biography, sports figures. T'Angelo Live on Books.
I have no sound, no nothing.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kicker Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Hello there, Gene. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listening to all this intro, it's like watching, going to a movie and watching everything before you get to the movie.
I know.
Where is T'Angelo? Where is he? I'm listening. Okay. You can't have it all. I mean, you can have it all. No, you can't. Someone's wrong. You cannot have it all, T'Angelo.
I see. You know, well, I just want to make sure I present you in the best manner, and you are now here.
You did it, Marvis.
Well, wonderful. How are you doing this evening?
Well, my darling, I'm trying to interpret your intro, and I love it. You have to remember, I'm one of these people at this age that it says on and off.
Oh.
And internet. And when they say download something, it means empty the truck.
And so then a touch screen is just even worse.
Oh, God, yes. Don't ask me. Don't ask me to record and go back and stop frame, freeze frame. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, a rag doll, I'm just beginning to understand. It does nothing. That's me.
That is so wonderful. I completely understand. Me and my grandmother are great friends, and she tells me all the time, that phone just won't stop making these noises. It's hilarious.
Technology is fantastic, and I understand it, and I love progress. I really do.
Yes.
However, it's like with the progress, the way it's going now in the entertainment field and even in reporting and the various fields, I mean, it's like learning foreign languages all the time. You know,
right.
And if you're not up on it, it's called, what did you say? And then you say, damned if I know.
That is so funny. Well, Mrs. Cooper, do you know how many people have loved Young and the Restless through the years and how over time you have become a part of so many people's family? How does that feel?
Well, sure. Listen, my darling, you know, outside of your own mother, you know, I've been in everybody's face for 40 years. And
right.
And you either accept me or you don't. They say, you know, that's my mother, my grandmother, my aunt, or what have you. I connect, and people are very supportive, and I've had a tremendous audience over the years. And
yeah.
And God knows I appreciate it. It's like if you didn't have the backing of people listening to you, you wouldn't
right.
be where you're at. And
right.
so you're committed to that. You're committed to trying to please them and not let them down. In fact, give
right.
them something new every time they turn around. With you, it's a lot of electronic stuff, and with me, it's a new switch on and off.
Right. Keep it simple. Keep
so,
it simple.
Having 40 years, it's like, you know, your mother, your grandmother. It's, I mean, I have what? My God. I've been in the business since 1952
mm-hmm.
professionally.
Right.
So, you know, that's eons. And something that you can't even think about.
Not
you know,
really.
Like,
I tried, though. I researched.
I know, sweetheart. I know you do. I know you do. But it's like me coming into your age and you trying to come back to that other age. All you can do is look at old videos and say, gee, that was terrific. I loved it, you know.
And
but,
a marvelous job you've done.
I love it. You know what? I really love going to work. I love knowing that I've impacted a lot of lives, and I'm committed to that. And I try to motivate them.
And it shows. It definitely shows.
Yeah, it did. And it took me such a long time to write a book. Everybody kept saying, write a book, write a book, write a book. You have so many experiences, blah, 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 stories to tell. And finally
right.
I said, okay. With Lindsay Harrison, who co-authored. And I said, all right, I wrote a book, now shut up.
So, and that, what made you write the book now? Like, why now at this
at
time?
At 84?
Mm-hmm.
That's how old I am, you know.
you
thought you were talking about
your
50s,
like,
didn't you?
I did. I was like, you're not a day over 57. Not a day.
Oh, you
your birthday
that.
Was yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? Well, everything was yesterday. You know that. As we speak now, it was yesterday. See,
right, right.
You can have it all. Back to your song in the intro. You can have it all. No, you can't.
When you created this character, Catherine Chancellor. When did you realize that you had found something special with that character on this show?
Well, darling, let me put it to you like this. I had a chance to create another human being, one that I could control, such as I could make her dislikable at one moment, I could make her lovable the next moment, and
mm-hmm.
if I didn't like her, I'd pretend I didn't know her whatsoever, which we tried to do with our own personal friends in life, and it doesn't work as well. And in the meantime,
okay.
you're creating this person that a lot of people have become involved with and spend part of their life, grandmothers, mothers, daughters. I mean, I have all generations. I have little kids coming up and saying, I love you, Mrs. Chancellor. And I'm thinking, thank you, know. And that's, I get them with my voice to begin with. And then, plus the fact that mother makes them sit down and shut up and watch the show. So she can. It's the old thing of, don't anybody make a noise? I'm watching my stories. Don't
right.
call me between the hours of blah, 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 blah. Sit down, watch this, or get out of the house.
That was my house. That was my mother. She's like, my stories are on. Don't bother. My stories are on.
Good
don't
God,
bother
I love
me.
It. I love it already. I love that kind of discipline. Well, hey, listen, I didn't hurt anybody. In fact, I helped an awful lot of people in so many ways with alcoholism and the
right.
and the cosmetic surgery kind of thing. I took the mystique away from that. Such as it's okay to go and have your eyes done that you look better and you didn't have to go away and take a sea cruise and make them. The salt water did not make your eyes look better. A surgeon did.
And how did you come up? Like, what made you decide that? You know, especially in a time where that kind of surgery was very faux pas, it was never talked about.
No, because you got to remember, sweetheart, there is an age of which you don't remember, your mother would.
Mm-hmm.
There came a time when women at a certain age, especially in the movies, see, I came in on the ass end of movies and the beginning of television. Mm-hmm. And a woman in movies, when she was 30, was considered, you've had it, sweetheart. You know, but I mean, who put the standard out? I'm darned if I know. But that was it. And so women would go to Europe and have some little nip and tuck done. And everybody say, gosh, gee, you look fantastic. And that, yeah, went on a cruise. Go there and make me feel better. There are some people who can't take enough cruises, but however, no matter what the surgeon does.
Oh, my goodness, right. It just doesn't matter. Hilarious.
Life is absolutely delightful, and life is full of laughter in times when even at your age, you're facing a tremendous future of trying to survive and bring the country back to where it is and make it right for everybody. That's your chore now, yours and then all young people like you. And, when you stop and think that life is not a dress rehearsal. You've got one shot at it. And you've got to step out of the box. You've got to take chances. You've got to try and know that every day, it isn't that you fall down.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you pick yourself up, because that's how you make your steps forward. It's what you have inside of you that says, I am me. I have every right to feel and to want. And if I'm doing the right things to go about it the right ways, it will happen. You know, it will do everybody. Not everybody's going to be a chief, but not everybody wants to be a chief. A lot of people just like being Indians, you know. Those are team players, and then you have CEOs, you know.
And
good for the CEOs. Good for them. They got all the responsibility.
Right. They're ones not sleeping at night.
Huh? Oh, absolutely. That or they are on a luxurious yacht while you're out there in your canoe without a paddle.
Right, uphill.
Your mother will testify to that.
She would say, you're upstream without a paddle. And as a kid, I'm like,
what does that
mean?
Yeah, yeah, you're going upstream without a paddle. Oh, God, yeah. I love it. George Carlin, marvelous comedian, and probably one of my idols who's no longer with us. He'd take colloquial phrases that every kid has heard from a parent or somebody, and sit and go over those sayings, you know, like, as long as you're under my roof, you will do what I say. You're up the creek without a paddle. You know, all these colloquial sayings, it was great.
All those different sayings.
They
hold true today. They hold true today. We have a caller for you, Ms. Jean. Everyone wants to talk to Jean Cooper. Captain Chancellor? Definitely. Definitely.
All right.
So let's go ahead and take our first caller. We have, I think, Gloria on the line.
Hello, Gloria.
I think they're trying to connect her. Like you said, technology can be our friend and also be our our enemy at times. But
that's the whole thing. My on and off switch goes on or off.
Right. See, you were so better. Gloria, do we have you on the line? It says she was unmuted, but okay, while we work on getting her situated, I have a question. One of the listeners posted on Facebook to ask about you and the character Jill. Why did Catherine and Jill never quite gel very well on the show?
Well, because the thing of it is, in real life, you have that friend that you love to death, but there's a couple of things that you just can't stand about them, but however... you like them so well that you put up with what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Jill Catherine kind of thing. It's a love-hate. So that it actually just carries on throughout a lifetime. And it's definitely worked very hard on that relationship of Catherine and Jill. And there's some stuff coming up that is so funny and so delightful.
Really?
I wish I could give it away, but it is delightful. It is funny. It's touching. It's great. But it's that friend that you have that is just, you know, your bosom buddy. And
mm-hmm.
And yet you would love to say, if you'd only not do this, but you don't do it. You say it in a funny way. You know, I'm
right.
Terribly neurotic. So
right, yes.
She uses that in the character. And so if Catherine, you know, tells her at times, go get lost. You're not capable of running this. I like you a lot, but you haven't got the brains to run it. And and she accepts those things. She accepts the good things and the bad things. Survives both of them, and as does Catherine. But it's a love-hate relationship, which if it were sisters or it was one of your other cable shows or something, we'd probably be two lesbians, I guess. I don't know.
In today's time.
In today's time. And there'd be nothing thought of it. But however, no, it's just a great love-hate relationship. And, we're tremendous friends in real life. So we worked very, very hard at trying to give the audience something to look forward to when Jill and Catherine get together.
They do. Those two characters always definitely keep us entertained with good laughs and good intense moments.
Yeah.
Good intense moments. I think we have the caller on the line now. How long are you with us? I guess no one's talking, but they keep not talking back, you guys. They say they're unmuted. Hello, are you with us, caller? I guess they're nervous. Gina, what kind of effect you're having on people? You're making them speechless. Do you always have this effect on people? They get so nervous?
No, they said, I don't want to talk to her. She'll tell me the truth.
The truth is awesome. It's scary, but I love the truth. It's usually funny also.
You have something to work on.
Yes. Definitely gives you something to look at, and you have to, you know, look inside your, you know, people got to point stuff out to you sometimes. So
well, yeah, of course. But then on the other hand, there's so many people that I go to events and they come to meet Catherine, and of course, you know, when you take their hand and they start to cry, and they get shaky, and they just pass out, and I'm thinking, have they come down with the flu, or they say, I never thought I would ever in my life I meet you. And then it makes you, you know what, Dee, it makes you look within yourself and say, the impact that you do have on some people, and I'm a people person. And
mm-hmm.
so consequently, I, I'm not like the Pope who refused to go up on the platform and take his seat.
Oh. See.
I'd be happy to walk up the platform, take the seat, and say, here I am. What can I do for you? But it just, I'm a people person, and I like what I see. And I have a spectrum of who we are, what we are here in America. And the empathies and sympathies are there. And I feel the pain because, as in my book, my background, I certainly was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but it also didn't affect me, you know, to choose another path, as in many cases some people have.
And you discussed your family in the book. I mean, your beautiful pictures, might I add, too. I loved the pictures in the book. That was one of my favorite parts, where you actually got a chance to see the characters that you had been talking about so candidly in the book.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that one family photograph. And it says...
I love my favorite
family, a group trying out for the Grapes of Wrath. Because it goes back to 19... Hey, man, that goes back to 1920. 29, 30.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, that's almost impossible for you to think. You to think. It's true. I'm serious. The on and off switch. There you go.
Right, right.
Watch
I love it. I totally loved it. And my favorite picture would have to be the back cover where you have to sing. You thought Angelina Jolie invented this move. And
oh, yeah.
I was like.
And how old is
right.
that? I did that when I was 32. 32, and I'm 84 now. That was 52 years ago. Can you believe it? And you know, do you know even when I say something was 52 years ago? I say, Julian, did you just say 52 years ago? It's true. Think
so
about
funny.
It. Now, think about it when I say 70 years ago, it sounds like I'm in a damn covered wagon with a bunch of Indians around me. I was born.
Not a covered wagon. I love it. So
I'm
now,
serious.
When
you reach a certain age and you start saying, oh, God, that happened 62 years ago, you would say, please, 62, some people never even lived to be 50.
Right. Well, and you have
it's
you've
how
done an awesome
I
mean, job
at
living.
First, it hits you like, my God. And then all of a sudden you start laughing and say, that's wild. That's crazy. That was that
right.
many years ago. So
you know, I was actually. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to mention, I saw you on Ellen DeGeneres, and she has the spoof of the soap opera
oh,
on her
yeah.
show. That was so hilarious. You guys were so funny with the slapping back and forth.
Oh,
and you were
God.
Like, well, slap him too to add him into the whole thing.
She, I tell you, Ellen probably is just one of the funniest funniest ladies. I mean, she's kind. God, she's so kind.
Right.
And I had been ill for about 4 or 5 months with, I'd had pneumonia.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
And that was the first thing that I did. And, of course, I was weak as a, here's what your mother would say, you're weak as cat water. Okay.
I love, you're taking me back. You're taking me back.
There you go. There you go. And I said, yes, I want to do it because I happen to adore her and what she does. She really is a kind human being, and she is, and she promotes kindness, which is great.
Yes.
So I said, yeah, I'll do it. So Stephen Nichols and I did it with her, and of course, she's just delightful.
Yes,
just delightful.
Was awesome.
So I had fun doing it. And they rerun that silly thing all over the place. So
it
was fun to do. I'm glad you saw that. Gee, you've seen a lot of stuff I've done.
Yeah, well, I take an interest, and I also enjoyed the show in my youth, Young and the Restless. But I think we have Jamie on the line. We have a caller. Jamie, are you with us, Jamie?
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
I'm
my
great.
God, we have a Jamie.
Hello.
Hello, we're just a voice. We're so happy to hear a voice that answers.
Hello, good evening, T, and hello, Miss Cooper. How are you this afternoon and this evening, and how are things going? I'm so excited to be on a call with you right now. I'm just like, wow, listening to your interview. I don't even know what to say.
Listen, no one, pardon me, my voice is trying to go away, but I'm bringing it back. No one is more happy than T and I to have somebody answer when we say, hello, caller, are you there?
Well, yes, I am here. I had a quick question for you. I'm hoping you can shed some light for me. I'm a former professional ballet dancer, and I'm trying to make the transition into acting on soap operas. So whenever I hear anyone doing an interview, especially you, huge, huge fan, even a fan of your son and everything.
Oh,
of
course,
I'm also,
yeah.
I'm also a mother, and I'm just curious as to how you made the transition, because I know how time constraining it is in the performing arts world as far as, you know, with ballet.
Absolutely.
And being at theaters with children. How can I juggle that? Did you ever think you would quit the show in exchange for motherhood, or, you know, can you help
well,
me out with
I
that?
Do have three children.
Right.
Hang on. We have a caller on the line. It's a doctor. No, I'm kidding. it's a very difficult thing. See, in 1973, is when I started this show. I spent half of my lifetime on it, which I'd done, you know, I started in features. I actually started on stage, went to features, I've done radio. There's so few soap operas left, sweetheart, that at this point, it would be such a difficult thing because everybody wants to crowd. We had 19 soaps, now we only have four. So you can imagine the thousands of people that are eliminated. And what we have now, all you can do is, you know, have an agent submit you or send it to a casting agent, an 8x10, and your bio. And juggling, this is the one thing that was why I guess I stayed with The Young and the Restless so long, is I was also able to have a life. Because you can do that. Now, unless you're working five days a week, sometimes you're working that. Other times you're only working once or twice a week, which is fantastic. Right.
And how did you juggle that with having three children and devoting so much time to just even memorizing scripts and being at the set so early and, you know, just trying to have your life outside of your job as well as doing amazing performances on a daily basis as well as raising three children?
Well, the thing of it is that the freedom you have, of course, I've had excellent, I have to say this, I've had excellent nannies as the children were growing up. But when children were getting ready to walk, I would simply say to whoever I was working for at the time, the next month is off. I want to see my child take their first step. I make that very plain before I go to work, you know, or when I'm working. I just didn't want to miss their first step. Now, if they're in daytime, if their graduations, whether whatever grade they're graduating from, you simply say ahead of time on June, blah, 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 I must have these days off. So what they will do is work you before, maybe 3 or 4 days before, and you'll be pre-taping some of your shows that you're going to do so that that day that you're not there, it's already done.
So you really made the point to make it your priority.
That, yes,
that they really allow you to be that parent.
Yes, and the thing of it is, if you're that loyal and passionate about what you're doing for them as an actor or actress, they're very, very good about that sort of thing because they realize life. You know, there are things as graduations and ceremonies and Christmas pageants and what have you. They're very well aware because they also have children or grandchildren going through the same thing. And I must say they're 10 times more lenient than of you. Like if you're doing a stage play and your child is doing something at night, tickets are sold on to see you perform. As with the ballet, if you are dancing and you're a ballerina, they're not paying to see Gladys Jones dance the part. They're paying to see you dance the part, so you don't have that. You don't have that space to say, "My child is graduating," or "My child is in the Christmas plan. I'm going to see it." You can't go dark. Whereas in daytime, you simply can pre-tape or post-tape a show, and we have that leverage to work with. And so, if you have, you know, I had a nasty divorce, which. I didn't take up much
haven't we
money.
All?
There you go. I see what you're asking. But from ballet to that, it's a tough one, darling. But now, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Riverside, California.
Okay, Riverside. So you're here. What you have to do, sweetheart, is I guess an 8x10's made up. Submit them to YNR. Submit them to Days of Our Lives. Submit them to General Hospital. And that's Days, General Hospital, YNR. There's one more left, isn't there? Come on, there has to be. Don't tell me there's only three of us left.
I think it's down to
Bold and Beautiful. And submit that to the casting director.
Well, I will definitely do that, and thank you so much for all of the advice, and on behalf of all of your fans, we just want to say thank you so much for hiring those wonderful nannies to take care of your babies so you can bring us all, Miss Chancellor.
But I was still hands-on.
We absolutely...
You know,
well, they
Corbin,
grew up absolutely wonderful. We love Corbin here. I mean, you know, we're just huge fans of the whole family.
He's a hoot. He is a hoot. I love to watch Corbin work. He is a hoot. But
thank you so much
for the compliments.
Thank you for watching, Jamie.
Sure. Thank you so much. And I know I will work with you one day, and I'll have to remind you of this conversation. And thank you very much, T, for hosting Miss Cooper.
I love it. We'll both say thank you at the same time.
Thank you.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Now, Jen, you mentioned your nasty divorce. With the rise in your book, you were very candid and very giving of yourself with the rise and fall of that. I want to know, what was the straw that really broke the camel's back? After 20 years of all the rigmarole, what happened that you finally said enough is enough?
Let's see. His girlfriend called me up and said, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, he hasn't paid anything on the apartment in the last 3 months. And we ordered furniture, and he hasn't paid for that. And I said, well, sweetheart, I don't think he will. And so I don't think he's going to. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're not the only one. He's also been seeing your girlfriend. So,
right.
Anyway, I called him and I said, the bank is now closed.
Well, there you go.
And
right there,
took out his clothes.
That's
put
the new quote
office,
of the week.
Put them in his office. And there they were. The house was closed, and that was that. It's
the bank
simple.
Is now closed.
The bank
Done
is
deal.
Now closed.
I love it. I think we have Gloria on the line finally. Gloria, are you with
are
us?
Are you kidding?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, you made it.
Oh, my God, Gloria, we thought you were lost.
I felt lost, and yes, I was restless.
Well, hello, my dear.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. It is so wonderful to talk to you, Mrs. Chancellor, a.k.a. Jean Cooper.
Listen, I want to tell you something. People call me, they'll say, Miss Cooper, I'll be somewhere, and they'll say, Miss Cooper, I'm not paying attention. They'll say, Mrs. Chancellor, and I'll turn around and say, what? 40 years I've been this other character so long, and it's been dominant that every once in a while I forget my name is Jean.
Wow, too funny.
Yeah, but however, it's been a grand, grand 40 years of it. In fact, that's what we're celebrating this week is 40 years of the Y&R.
Wow. Well, you know, I was listening to the show, and the host mentioned his mom, how she would say, don't bother her social. I could so relate. I can even go back further than that. I was a freshman in college, and I remember setting my schedule around Young and the Restless.
Yes, indeed.
All my children and General Hospital. So I'm a soapy, like kind of like the Star Trek Trekkies. I'm a soapy from way back. My
listen, absolutely, and I've got news. UCLA, USC, name it, started giving classes in direction, playwriting, and various things. In order to fill up classes, because they would schedule their classes around Y&R, so they would watch Y&R, and that was part of
their schedule.
Yeah, and that was amazing what it did to college life. The college ones, that's from, you know, from Yale down to Northridge, for God's sake.
Wow.
Arrange classes around the show.
But see the power that you have.
Yeah, you know what? Roya, I tell you, it does have a lot of power. And that's the one thing that I realized after being here. I only planned on being on the show for 3 years because everybody knows I get very bored. especially if I'm playing a character over 6 months, like on stage, I want to move on. Mm-hmm. But I realize the impact that what I do, only because somebody watches a show and they become involved with characters, and that's what it's all about, the story it tells and the direction this character is taking. And you form a relationship with this character. Mm-hmm. And I realized how committed, especially in the alcoholism one.
Mm.
I had to play that straight. To this day, people come up and they'll shake my hands and I'll feel something in my hand, and it's a chip of sobriety. Now, that sobriety story took place a long time ago. And it's a compliment, but it's a commitment on my part. And so if I've had the impact and people who have found sobriety through that and believed in what I was doing, I can't afford ever to make light of that kind of thing. And that's my dedication to what I call my public, you know, people who follow me, you know.
That is amazing. I can't imagine how that feels.
It's absolutely thrilling to meet somebody. I went to Football Hall of Fame installation in Canton, Ohio, and these big, humongous football players whose hands would grab my shoulder, which went all the way to the ground, and say, "Oh, you've got to meet my mother. You've got to meet my, this is the greatest day of my life." And they're being installed in the Hall of Fame. And I thought,
and that's nothing compared to meeting Mrs. Chancellor.
Yeah, it's wild, crazy, you know. And the mother would say, "Oh, this is more marvelous than what I'm here for. Their son is being installed in a Hall of Fame, football Hall of Fame."
That is.
And Mrs. Chancellor. Yeah. So it's a. I have to laugh at it sometimes, but I take it, Gloria. I take it very seriously. I'm so indebted. I really am indebted to the people who find that I'm some kind of a light in their life. Mm-hmm. And I try very much so to carry that wherever I go, not just on screen, but in my whole life.
That's awesome. Gloria, did you have a question that you want? I have another caller, but I want to see, Gloria, did you have a question you wanted to ask?
I do have a question, just really, really quickly, because I talk really fast. I love the title of your book. That's amazing. You're welcome. And I like when you said about, you know, picking yourself up. I had a professor that used to tell us, there's nothing wrong with falling down. You're going to fall, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to have failures. Just don't get stuck.
Yes.
You know,
Have to, Gloria. I mean, my goodness. My goodness.
Absolutely.
I mean, success is only based on past failures.
Well, yeah, like, what's his name? Edison. He's found out, I think, 1,000 ways or 900 ways how not to make a light bulb. So.
Yeah.
My question is to you, Jean, Ms. Cooper, is that at that time, during the time of your plastic surgery, it wasn't really popular then like it is today. What made
No. Well, I opened that up again. I made it okay for women to go and have their nose or their eyes or something done, to do a little pickup. So at 50, they didn't look like they were 90. No big deal. What I did was omit fear. I took fear away from the average person, just not movie stars and celebrities can have the nips and the tucks. Everybody can, if that so pleases you. If you're 50 and you want to look 21, that's the wrong doctor. You got to go to a shrink for that. But when we just want to clean yourself up, and there's nothing wrong with that, not a darn thing wrong with that. But I opened that up, and I can't tell you the letters I received from doctors have said, "My God, thank you. I don't know what happened. I didn't. Somebody keeps talking about a show you did, but whatever." Thank you very much. But the thing that I'm most proud of out of all of that are the people who got enough courage to go and have reconstructive surgery, taking care of muscles or jaws or something that they would have let hold them back in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me, that to me, Gloria, was such a thrill. I can't tell you. It just, it opened it up and said, hey, and I guess whatever I did, I don't know. And I don't really want to know. If it just happens, it happens. If I take the fear away, because basically with all of us, just like I was telling you, you can't have it all.
Right.
You can't have it all. I mean, it just makes good lyrics. But by God, you can have 99%.
There you have it. There you have it. Well, Gloria, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You go ahead and be master of your own ship, and do not let fear is the only thing that keeps you from doing anything. Get rid of it.
That's true. Yes, ma'am. I will definitely work on it because I do have some issues that definitely have me stuck right now. So thank you for those encouraging words. I appreciate it.
God bless. Thank you for watching, honey.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, we got Gloria. Gloria's a good one.
And wasn't she a book?
Yeah, got her. She's a good one.
We were trying to get you for so long. But, okay. That was awesome. That was great. I love that you said that about fear. People do get really stuck and hell-bent on the fact that they're afraid of the unknown and won't go anywhere because of that. But
you think of yourself and where you're at now. Okay, let's go back. Let's take you 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Think about some of the things that you said, I could do this. Well, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't. I should be able to say for you this way, what have you. That you have a little bit of fear. And the only way that you overcame that is like failure breeds success. You know, so you get rid of your fear and you say, what the hell, I give it a shot, and if somebody buys it, I'm in like Flynn, and if they don't, I'll just have to approach it another way.
And that's completely true. And it's part of, I think sometimes getting past that hump is definitely part of the process.
Yeah.
Like you said, even for Tangible Live on books, you know, to be speaking right now to Gene Cooper, 3 years ago, you could have never. No, that wouldn't happen. Could I really?
Yeah,
maybe?
Right. You got it. Oh, you got it.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about what? What? People write books. Who am I? I'm an actress. I don't write books.
And
someone said, "I'll make it easy." You know, and Lindsay Harrison said, "I'll make it easy for you. Just sit down, record it, and I'll put it together."
And you, the two of you have definitely done a great job. Now, you mentioned with the alcoholism, you know, how you struggled through that. Now, how was it the fact that you and Catherine both struggled? Were you guys parallel, or did she
I never drank because, I didn't like the taste of it. And anybody who says they just love the first taste of scotch and whiskey, they're crazy. It's like to say, like, it's like smoking. Did you really like it? Well, I was choked to death but after I got used to it. You know?
I think we have a Danny on the line. We have another caller for you.
Okay.
Danny, are you with us? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. You're on with Tangelo and Gene Cooper. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Great.
Very good.
If you have a question for Gene Cooper.
Oh, yes, I have several. How are you, Mrs. C?
I am fine, my darling. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. I've been trying to get through for so long.
Aww.
Like, along with Douglas and all those others, and I always get disconnected or something that would happen. So I'm very pleased to be able to get to speak to you.
Well, we're happy you got through to us. We had trouble at first with anybody. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, go ahead, Dan. What's your first question?
Well, what's going on? Is Mrs. C going to have Alzheimer's or not?
Oh, my gosh. I've got to tell you.
He's going right in for the storyline.
He really is. He's going for the kill,
everybody.
Isn't he?
Everybody's dying to know. You know, everybody's just going crazy all over the Internet.
Oh, my dear, the studio is so flooded with that, I cannot tell you. I mean, you're inundated. If she has Alzheimer, I'm never watching that show again. if she has that, how dare you? You know, listen, Nikki has MS. Why should I have Alzheimer's?
Right.
Sweetheart, you're going to be so pleasantly surprised. You really will. It leads into fun. But I'll tell you a story, and I don't think the studio would mind if I... Tiangelo deserves this. This is sort of a first, right? There we go. I had the flu, and I just came back, and I was in my dressing room getting ready for makeup and hair. And the writer, Josh Griffith, who is is our head writer and a brilliant writer, he was breaking a sweat running down from upstairs into my dressing room. And he says, "Oh, God, I found you good." He said, "Now, listen, you read the script." I said, "Mm-hmm." I said, "Well, now you know." And I said, "Alzheimer's? Well, I'll tell you what, Josh, you can find some nice lady with a blonde wig, and she can play it." Now, that's as far as I'm going to go.
You
okay.
guys heard it right
now,
here on the Kicker Spot with Dean Cooper. Find the blonde wig.
Just because Tiangelo is having big electronic trouble getting through to people who are waiting. Would I tell you this? So it's for Tiangelo I'm doing this. But knowing
well,
that it is, there's a lot of things that develop, and you really will enjoy it. And I have something else. I don't have that, but then I'm not going to tell you what that is because that's okay, too. But it ain't Alzheimer's, okay?
All right. Well, yeah. We're hoping you say it. If it is Alzheimer's, maybe it's Marge has come back from the dead. And she's
hey, you know what?
Alzheimer's.
What if this was Marge all the time?
That's
and nobody was. Maybe, Marge
know.
Was triplets.
Pardon me?
Maybe Marge was triplets. Marge is still alive and then so is Catherine. Who knows?
Wow.
Maybe it's Marge that's going through all of this. Could you believe that?
Hmm.
But
that
I want
that.
To know one thing, though. If she goes through all of this, where in the world is Murphy, her husband?
that's what everybody's wondering.
Yeah, well, Murphy
is
off fishing. I mean, he's fishing in some ice hole in Minnesota doing something. Honey, if you find him, tell him we've wondered where he's at also.
Oh,
I think he's the one who's got Alzheimer's. But
it's
yeah,
that way.
You'll see him in a few segments that it will tie in. Next,
great.
I think we're, what are we about? Are we about 5 weeks ahead, 6 weeks, 5 weeks ahead? So.
And Danny, you have another question?
What?
Oh, okay, and Danny had another question?
Yes.
Can you get one more in?
I was also wondering if you were aware that Brenda Dixon has a new book out.
No.
Yeah.
Brenda. You're kidding. When did this come out?
It's supposed to be due out any time, like
it isn't out
March.
Yet.
But sure enough, she has a new one out.
When are you coming out?
Listen, I love Brenda. I really do. As I said in my book, and she was fighting Brenda had depression for a while and that sort of thing, and there were certain actions taken. Brenda, my kids, when they were little, when I started the show, when they were in their teens, a couple of them, and one just, 10 or so, Brenda would be across the street and yell, "Hello, Corbin or Colin or Karen." They adore her. I adore her. Misgivings for many things. I think, don't I mention her and her wedding invitations in the book? I think I do. Yeah.
I think you do. I remember her name.
Yeah, I think, she called me and she said, "What will I do with these?" And I said, "Sell them for $5 a piece." She made a couple thousand dollars. Which she had no wedding, of course, as you know. But Brenda is a fighter. Brenda is what she thinks is right. Brenda has her own misgivings, as we all do. But her life became a mixture of political battle and, as shows will do oft times and characters will do oft times, who's the better of the two and blah, 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 blah. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I adore her, and I got news. When she was in jail in Hawaii, I offered to try and get her out, and she wouldn't do it because she was fighting the old boys' club of of a husband taking her condo and everything else. And over there, it's a whole different kind of piece than it is here. Mm-hmm. So I'm buying her 100% because she never did a thing to hurt me. She never did a thing to lie to me. And we did wonderful scenes together. So I have a love for Brenda. And I don't know what she's going to say in this book. I hope she just tells the interesting side of her being an iron fist and things like that, and the good things, because there's so many good stories to tell that are fun, funky, and sad. You lie and you cry at the same time.
Right.
And I hope that's what it's about. I hope it's not blasting people. As you know, in my book, I don't do that. I'm not out to say, oh, right. God, you know, I've been to bed with this one, that one, so and so forth. What, you know, please, that's not who I'm about. I'm not that. I have a life. I told you my life. I told you a story, and I was hoping that it would be like we're sitting in your living room and talking. And I think that's what the book accomplished. It was on the bestseller list, New York bestseller list, for such a long time, and they had to reissue. And the paperback will be out in April sometime. I think they had to delay that because everybody wanted hardcovers.
But, hey, Danny, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kentucky.
Okay. Well,
where?
Thank you, Danny, for...
Where is he calling from?
From Kentucky.
I'm calling from Western Kentucky, way out in the boonies.
Kentucky. My grandmother was born in Kentucky.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they made the covered wagon there and brought it across country. Oh, how nice talking to you, my friend. How very nice talking to you. And
thank you for telling
me about
it's
Brenda.
It's been a pleasure.
God bless you. Go with God.
Also, we're gonna take one more caller, and I was gonna let Ms. Cooper call tonight. But we have Lisa from New Jersey on the line. Lisa, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, T. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi,
what a pleasure it is to speak with you.
Oh, I have a dear friend in New Jersey, Diane Roby.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay,
New Jersey. What part of New Jersey, Jeannie?
She's northern part. Darn. Honey, you're asking me something I don't know.
Northern New Jersey as well.
Yeah,
I'm in
there's
Florida.
A lot of people in New Jersey. I know that. But you sound like her.
Oh, that's so funny. But I've been a fan for years, Jeannie. I remember being a teenager in the 70s, starting to watch Young and the Restless.
Oh, my God. Really?
And I, yes. So 50 years. I'm 50 years old now, and I'm still watching it.
Well, see, there I am. I'm part of your life.
It is.
Yeah,
you
we've
are.
Shared each
it
other's
is,
lives.
It's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Awesome.
You know, it's
it
like
really
you were, well, it's like being family.
Yeah, definitely. For a long time, my mom watched soaps. My grandmother had me as a little child watching them.
Sit down and be quiet and listen to the problem.
Yeah, my story's on. You got to be
my
quiet.
My story's, yes. And
yes,
God forbid
so I,
anybody call or disturb her during that. Oh, that's funny. Oh
it really
gosh.
Is. And my brother in North Carolina, you have to hear this story really quick.
Okay.
Went to Los Angeles to visit a friend, goes to the gym, and he sees Brighton, James.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, yes, right in the gym. So he calls him by his stage name. I wanted to die when he told me the story. Sends me a picture. They were playing basketball together, which was hysterical. But
family.
So this was... Yeah, really
yes,
cool.
Family.
But Jeannie, I have yet to buy your book. I am so looking forward to getting it. And I hear wonderful things about it, and I'm so excited, you know, to
well,
hear
it's,
that.
I'll tell you, it's very easy reading, and it's like you and I are having a conversation. You know, I'm not telling this and telling that. Blah, blah, blah. It's not a textbook about soap operas at all. I mentioned
right.
some of your favorites, what have you, I'm sure, but mostly it's my life and, you know, how I overcame certain things and no big deal. But of course, they were big deals. I let it go slightly because at 84, you don't take anything too serious anymore.
Oh,
but,
yes, I just give you so much credit for keep going and doing such an awesome job. It's so encouraging, you know, to see that you just keep going and the storylines are awesome. They keep surprising us and it's just wonderful.
That's what they try to do, and especially with Catherine. You know, Catherine
yes.
being
extremely
rich but definite woman of saying, you know, you stand up for yourself. You know, you
exactly.
have to have a little bit of an iron push. You can't fall back. You take two steps back, you know, for every step you go forward, don't take two backwards. And this implies it in terms of whether it's alcoholism or whether it's you'd like to look like you were 22 again or somebody is not, you know, stand up on your own two feet. It's all right. Nothing's going to happen. If somebody hits
right.
you, then you pick up a 2x4 and knock the sucker out. You do it. You know, stand up. It's called, no, you may not talk to me that way. You may not treat me this way. You know why? Because one thing we all are, we're all human beings. You know,
exactly.
elephants don't want to be giraffes. Giraffes don't want to be zebras. We're Homo sapiens. We're all human beings. We all basically have the same traits as children. We learn to crawl and toddle, and we all learn and we develop the same. And the point of it is when you've been bullied to a point, poverty will do a hell of a job knocking someone to the ground. But then you have to learn how to try. And there's everything available. There's so much available that the government hasn't even let you know is available to you when you don't have money other than I
right.
need a job and unemployment. You explore every avenue and you win every time. You win every time. You just don't
That's
go
awesome,
backwards.
Geez.
You say, this I can do. I can do this. I can do this. This is doable. And
I love it.
Because, you know, I'm a depression baby, sweetheart. I'm a depression baby. And I want to tell you, 10 cents looks like a $100 bill today. And,
That's what my dad tells me. He's 86. He tells me the same thing.
Well, darling, you know what? It's true. It really
yeah.
is true. I don't say it lightly. And that's what I think I'm trying to push through with Catherine. She's very, very rich. But then she marries somebody like Murphy. You know, so what
yeah.
is the pole of opinion there? You marry with heart. You marry with soul. This whole thing of There's a marvelous thing in Susie Orman, who is
right.
listened to her a lot and also sometime try and catch her. It's try and live a little below your means. And you don't go in debt for what you want,
mm-hmm.
but what you need. You only do what you need. And that way, you'll get yourself in a better set of circumstances to go ahead. I mean, I swear to God, I used to go shopping, and I know I won one pair of shoes. I walked out with six pair of shoes. I did, and it's a big, horrible habit. And I said, what in the hell am I talking? Why need six pair of shoes, the same shoe in every color? I would, if I'd have bought them in different styles, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, and I said, this is a total waste of money. A total waste of money. So I gave it to the, you know, wildlife fund or something else, and I buy what I need even to this day. There's
yeah.
toys and things that some of the kids, they start making the first buck in their life, they run out and they just spend. Well, only they know. Somebody who is not into that says, you know, gee, they just wrecked your Ferrari, you know. And you say, oh, my Ferrari.
Uh-oh.
Nobody, if you care what other people think, if I had a 1901 Mary Oldsmobile when my kids were in grammar school, I mean, I would drive to school to pick them up in the Mary Oldsmobile in a tiller stick. Now, I had a Cadillac, what have you, and my husband, which in the book explains why I divorced him. But I loved that Mary Oldsmobile, and I would go to pick the kids up. I want to tell you something. I could have been a bus driver for Beverly Hills school system at Hawthorne. Every kid in the school wanted to ride home. And, of course, you know. So it shows, it isn't the display. Hollywood is image.
Right.
The world right now, darling, is image. You know that. So
oh,
the best
absolutely.
Image that you can have is know that you're being honest with yourself. And
I love
and
it.
And you will find that circle. And people, if you have to be an image for them, you do not need them in your life.
No,
now, if you have a job
so
and says
true,
you've got to dress and do things a certain way, what have you, that's what you do. But that's for a job. But the rest of the thing, if you have to look a certain way for them, they're not your friends. They're not your friends.
No.
You know?
Oh,
I mean, I personally
great,
would like my friends
advice,
to make sure they take
great
a bath
advice.
Here. What?
I said that's great advice, Jeannie.
Just go to the mirror. Look at you. Okay, I'll give you something I want you to do.
Okay.
You go to the mirror every morning or night
uh-huh.
or whenever. You look in the mirror, and sometimes you want to cover your eyes because you can't stand what you see because you're seeing
right.
all of your faults. You stand there and look and say, I love you. I love you. I love you until there is one thing that you're going to like about yourself. And you'll stop thinking about all the other things that you're falling short of. And you look at yourself and you fall in love with yourself. And all of a sudden, people gravitate to you because you exude that. You make them look for the best in themselves because they're saying, God, she's got spirit. God, she goes steadfast. You do that. You fall in love with yourself all over again. You probably love yourself to a certain extent now, but you can always love yourself more because there's
oh,
more to you every day you live one day longer. You do that.
Yeah. Oh,
and you
called
the answer on letting him know if it worked.
That's beautiful advice, Dee Dee. I really feel honored to hear this from you. And I'm going to keep watching The Young and the Restless. And,
we have some
you know, just
stuff.
Enjoying watching you. It's a real pleasure to speak with you because, it's you know, you've been on the show a long time. You've written
yes,
a book.
Years.
You've raised a family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah, and the kids are all successful. It didn't hurt them.
No,
absolutely. Were they spoiled?
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. We totally
thank
appreciate
you,
the call. You are
oh,
most best. Welcome.
Thank
and
you, Jeannie.
We,
God bless you as well, and T also.
Well, thank you, again.
So
okay,
that
good
was,
talking to you both.
Okay.
You have
thank
a good
you,
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Jean,
you
have a
some nice people, Tiangelo.
These people are beautiful. You
yeah.
are affecting some beautiful people here. We all way in New Jersey. We beat New Jersey tonight.
Yeah.
So I have one more person who hit up online. It's a one of your fans from Compton, California. Her name is Anne,
uh-huh.
and Anne presented a question of, will you be leaving Young and the Restless anytime soon? Because it seems that John recently has.
No.
You're not going
gesture.
Anywhere.
No, sweetheart. I have no intention whatsoever at this point in my life. I'm too old to be a pole dancer. unless I start a senior home and just have a chat room where we talk about what things we used to do.
So you thought about it, I see. You've given it some thought.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
No, darling, I will stay with the show at 84. Where in the hell would I go? Oh, I could go to Compton and say hello.
You could swing by Compton.
Not far away.
You would be, I'm sure, with all your fine fans, Anne would be a beautiful woman. I'm so sure.
Pole dancing. Well, that's it, T. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
Hollywood Boulevard, here we come.
Yeah, you got it.
Well,
oh,
gee,
God.
This has been an amazing evening. I am truly grateful and so appreciative for this interview. You are as beautiful in person as you are on screen.
Oh, hey, thank you, pal. It's so nice talking to you. You've got a lot of heart. You've done a good road trip. You can tell that in your voice, T. You really have. And
thank you very much. It tells. I live life to the fullest and enjoy the ride.
Good boy. Good, my darling. And that's exactly what you do. Step out of the box. Take a chance. You know? And just be kind.
Well, thank you so much, Jean Cooper, a.k.a. Catherine Chancellor.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you for letting me talk to you and get through your network of friends. And I'm going to go out and buy a new switchblade tomorrow and has on, off, and on hold.
Oh, and I was, you know what? We have, okay, can we cue up the music that I wanted to play for Mrs. Cooper before we go? I have this one little song that I think that you will just know forever and always. Can we cue up the music? Do I have it ready? This is a perfect way. I was supposed to open your show with this piece of music, and this is how I always remember Young and the Restless. I always remember this because me and my siblings used to fight over who was going to play which piano key.
Oh, my God.
And we have it right here. Do we have the music cleaned up? Can we play the music, you guys? If we have it, go ahead. I think they're trying to scrounge to get it for me. I didn't give them much notice. I'm so random.
What the hell is he talking about?
I'm so random. My staff, I know they have the hardest time to keep up with me sometimes.
Hey, listen. It teaches them to think fast and be prepared.
Here it goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there we are. All right.
That is Young and the Restless.
That's Young and the Restless. You're going to be 40 years old today. 40 years we've been on.
That is amazing. You guys are like forever. And Young and the Restless. And I love the theme music. As a kid, that's how I knew.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Time.
Now, here's another one. Janice Lynn used to sing it. If a picture paints a 1,000 words. Do you remember that? Do you remember hearing that?
If I do, but I believe
it. Words, blah, 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 blah. You get that. And I guarantee you will play it along with your other music. I mean, at your own risk, at your own time, at your own home. You wouldn't do it to your internet fans.
I'll have to pull it up because Jean Cooper said so.
Please, darling, do it. I swear to God, you'll love it. You'll love it. You really will. And,
okay, Jean, we could do this all night. I can tell.
I know. I love you.
We
got to say goodnight. I know that.
We're here at the Kicking Spot, and we have had a blast with Jean Cooper here at T'Angelo Live on books. You guys, you have to get the book. You have to go to T'AngeloLive.com, order the book. And, Jean, go ahead and give a farewell to everyone.
God bless everyone, and I got to thank T for letting me expound what I think and feel through his network. Downloading, uploading, or sideloading, I don't care. Switch is on. So I'm now going to turn the switch off and thank him from the bottom of my heart. And I truly do. What a lovely evening I've spent with you, T'Angelo. Thank you.
And thank you. Until next time, you guys, be sure to check out Jean Cooper's recent book, Not Young, Still Restless. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back, you guys, after this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. D'Angelo. Ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo. And if you are just tuning in, you just missed an amazing interview with Gene Hooper, BKA, Catherine Chancellor of Young and the Restless. What an awesome interview and time spent it was. To all the callers, you guys, thank you for calling in. I hope you were able to get through and get your questions answered and had a chance to be graced with Gene Cooper's wonderful wisdom and knowledge and positive words of encouragement. She's beautiful. She touched my heart, truly. She did. Welcome back, you guys. As I mentioned, you are here at the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo, and what a wonderful night. We're going to go ahead and pull this train to a close. We did a little overtime tonight, which is what's up. When you chill at the Kicker Spot, you know, we just keep it very hot. Uh-oh! But anyhow. So, you guys, be sure to know that we do have a featured celebrity segment, which is Tangible Live on Books. And we also have a segment entitled Salute to Heroes, which is a segment where we allow celebrities and professional athletes to come into the show and give back to our servicemen and women who sacrifice themselves by ensuring that we have the freedoms that we have today. And again, Salute to Heroes is another great segment. Next week, we will be talking with Scott Levy, who will be doing a Salute to Hero, how he went from a Vietnam War veteran. No, excuse me. He's the Gulf War. From the Gulf War veteran into the world of entertainment, where now he is a voiceover actor, as well as has done some works on Titanic and I think Jurassic Park, a few other great films. So we'll be talking with him, as well as Lourdes Behrens, international community activist as well. So again, in our Summit Salute to Hero, it gives us a chance to give back, and that's what it's all about, having fun and making sure other people have fun with you. You know what I'm saying? So definitely tune in next week for that. And then the week thereafter, we'll have Laura Connery, that's on April 4th. She will be talking about how to understanding and how to create healthiness, happiness, wellness within oneself. And you guys know I have my relationship topic, so I love to make sure we're all loving life and loving each other. And that'll be great. I have to maybe do something else with it. I had a thought. Anywho, you guys definitely check out Salute to Heroes. You can go to the T'Angelo Live Facebook page and click the Salute to Heroes tab for more information about that. If you want to be a part or volunteer, you are more than welcome to. The Salute to Heroes is presented by T'Angelo Live and VSSN, which is Veterans Supplemental Support Network. And with VSSN, they have a lot of different programs that they do to give back to the veterans, from movie nights, and I think they just had a job fair recently. But you can go to you can look up VSSN or Veterans Supplemental Support Network to find more information on them, and as well, that's on the Facebook page. Also, I want to lastly mention that your host T'Angelo was nominated as an outstanding internet radio host for the 2013 EOTM Awards. You definitely have to check it out. Go to EOTMAwards.com. You can check out your boy there on the nominees page. The EOTM Awards is taking place live here in Los Angeles at the Club Nokia in downtown LA. They're LA Live. August 4th, which is 2 days after my birthday, so you know we got to make sure your boy T'Angelo walks away with that award, at least an honorable mention of something, because it's my birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's actually my birth month, so I don't celebrate just one day. I do like a 4 or 5 day thing. We'll talk more details about that later. But definitely go by and check out the EOTMAwards.com website, and big ups to all the supporters who was definitely giving up to that. To all of us nominees, entrepreneurs out there doing their thing. Other than that, you guys, I think we can pull this train back into the yard and shut it down. Which I think is that good. Again, you guys, I just truly ask for your support. I thank you all so very much. Thank you again, Jean Cooper, for stopping by the Ticket Spot and hanging out for the Tangelo Live One Book segment. To our girl, Dorothy at Dot Magazine, thank you for teaching us what a Dotnista is. We're going to definitely get into that by stopping by dotmagazineonline.com. Until next time, you guys, be sure to click the like it button. Your support is very much so appreciated. I love it. We're doing more and more things, bigger things to come here with the Kick It Spot. And it's because of you, it's because of the fans, because of supporters that I'm able to do what I do. And I totally appreciate it. And to the team of people who work with me, I love you all. You're great and amazing. Well, otherwise, other than that, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Is that everybody? Thank you to Carla, to the interns, to all the callers. Okay. I think everybody. If I didn't, I'm sorry, but I love you anyway. All righty, until next time, you guys, be sure to live life to the fullest, all right? Just live. And I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kick It Spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visuals?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.